Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Tammy Dixon, producing artistic director at Bricolage. I'm happy to meet you. We've never met before today.
I can't even believe that. That seems so crazy.
Does this happen? Because, you know, I've been a big fan for a long time.
I'm a fan of yours, too. Yes, I saw Golden Girls. I loved it.
I will never live that down.
No.
Golden Girls Live.
I loved
it. The Arcade.
Loved it.
Comedy Theater.
That's the role I wanted, but you got it.
The Estelle Getty.
Yeah.
That's who you identify with most.
I think I auditioned, but you got it.
Well, it was all male cast. You know, when they do it the legit way, you'll be up for that. But in addition to being artistic producing artistic director, PAD.
The pad.
The pad at Bricolage. I mean, you're an exceptional performer, too.
Thank you.
Can we add that?
I don't think they'll allow that in the title. I think the three words that are there are already too much.
PAD, shortening it up. So there's a lot going on at Bricolage these days.
Yes.
Most notably coming up, the big annual fundraiser.
Yes.
Bus on March 11th. Described on your website as a daring expose of Pittsburgh's most adventurous artists.
Yes.
Now, there's a number of ways that I think that could fall out. But how is that going to happen? What is Buzz?
Well, the best thing about Buzz is that it's a surprise. You never know what's going to happen. Things could fall out. Things do actually fall out.
No.
People's butts.
Wardrobe malfunctions.
Wardrobe malfunctions. I'm rolling around on stage making out with my husband. Like, you never know what you're going to get.
Wow.
That's why it's so awesome. But what we do is we give 6 playwrights 12 hours to write a 10-minute play inspired by a 90-minute ride on a city bus. I know it sounds like I'm asking you to do math, but we've already done it for you. You don't have to do anything.
Okay, the equation works out.
The equation works out. It's all fine. And then we give 6 directors and 24 actors the next 12 hours to rehearse, stage, and memorize those 6 plays. And 24 hours after we first meet, we have a show. A show that was never seen before and will probably never be seen again.
So this is all inspired by what they experience riding on Pittsburgh public transit.
Yes, we put the 6 playwrights on Friday night at around 5:30, rush hour. We send them in 6 different directions all over the city, going up and down, south, north, east, and west for 90 minutes, and they loop back around, and they come back, and then they meet the 24 actors, and the actors are doing a sort of audition. And that's a process that the audience members can see. They can be flies on the wall for that. If they get the VIP ticket, they can sneak in and be a fly on the wall and see that. But the actors, we prompt them. We ask them to bring a prop and a costume piece to use in the plays. Maybe not. More inspiration for the playwrights. And then we ask them a question. What's the biggest trouble you've ever gotten into? Sort of intimate things. We don't want them to do a monologue. Anybody can memorize something and be really good for 2 minutes. What we really want to do is we want to meet these actors, where they are, who they are. It gets really raw. It gets really intimate. Some incredible stories we
hear.
There's
no way you can prepare for that.
No, you can't really prepare for that. And you don't know what character you're going to play.
Wow.
So whatever you wear on Friday night, that might be written into the play on Saturday.
Well, I imagine that. How many years have you been doing Bus?
This is our 12th year. I can't even believe it.
So after 12 years, I imagine some amazing material has come out of these inspiring bus rides. What are some of the most memorable for you that have shown up in bus performances?
Oh my gosh, so many. After 12 years, we published a book last year.
Wow.
Because we said, oh, well, we're only going to do this for 10 years. And we thought when we said that 10 years seemed like a lifetime and that, oh, we'll never hit that. But then 10 years came around and we couldn't believe we were doing that. You know, one of my favorite stories is the first year we did it, you know, we didn't really know what we were doing. We kind of just grabbed these wonderful artists who were super adventurous. And we said, there's this thing we want to do. Will you do it with us? Yes. And one of the playwrights, this is one of my favorite stories, I tell it a lot, but Melissa Martin came, and she's a wonderful woman, and you know, she had a bus route that started on the north side. So Jeffrey had to drive her, and she wanted a bus buddy because she didn't want to go alone. So her and her friend Mary drove them over to the north side and dropped them off. And so Jeffrey, being the incredibly intelligent man that he is, kind of waited around, and he's really kind. So he waited around for the ladies to get on the bus. And so they're both wearing like these giant fur coats, and they're across the street, and Jeffrey kind of like turns a corner and just waits as a lookout. And he sees them waiting at the bus stop, and then like 10 seconds later, he sees them running across the street. And he's like, oh my God, what's happened? What's going on? And so he like pulls up and he catches them. They're like, oh! And he's like, is everything okay? And they're like, yeah, everything's fine. He's like, no, the bus is coming. You got to go back. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, we're going back. Well, it turns out they were just going to go to like some bar or somebody's house and be like, I'm not riding that bus. Forget about it. I'm not going to do that.
Scandal.
Yeah, scandalous. She was trying to like peace out on us. But we got her on the bus, and I'm so glad because the play she wrote was so beautiful. And she wrote it, she couldn't have written it without being on that bus, because it was about that bus ride. It was about three characters on that bus. A man that continually combed his hair, was going on his first date. He'd been taking care of his mother for many years, and he was going on his first date, and he was really nervous. He kept combing his hair and talking about it. Then a man who was best friends with Eddie Murphy, who was hitting on all the women on the bus, and then a woman who was a nurse, a home health aide, who was taking care of her mother-in-law who had just died, and she was riding the bus back home to tell her son it was just such a gorgeous play. I mean, this is it. This is the stuff of life. I mean, this is why we put them on the bus, because this is where life happens. And you can't, I mean, as we know today, the truth is stranger than fiction.
Oh, yeah.
And why make up anything when it's so crazy
the
out
there?
The
stories are all around us.
Yeah,
and on
always.
Pittsburgh Public Transit.
Everywhere.
It's a wealth, and it's a brilliant concept. So again, March 11th, BUS, which stands for Bricolage Urban
Scrawl.
Very clever acronym, is that the
yeah,
using
yeah.
Right term?
They're riding a bus. What does it mean?
It is an 18 plus event, we should say.
It is. Jason McCune might be showing again.
Well, yeah. that may get you tickets, or it may turn folks away. But hey, from the source here, tickets begin at $45.
Yes, it is a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get a party, you're going to get food, you're going to get drink, you're going to get a silent auction, you're going to have a great time, and you're going to get a show. It's not like a traditional fundraiser. It's a celebration.
And a coming together of artists
yes.
from all over Pittsburgh.
Yeah, over 40 artists from all over, all of the theaters around town come and they play with us, and it really fuels us for the rest of the year.
Not your typical fundraiser by any stretch of the imagination. Tickets available at bricolagepgh.org.
.org. We're a nonprofit. That's why we're having a fundraiser.
Indeed. Bring your wallets. Oscars were last night. Did you watch?
No, I don't have a television. I feel like a
really?
Terrible actor that I don't participate
See,
in
I,
that.
I find that admirable.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because I think we are desensitized sometimes by what's coming at us from the television
yes,
on a daily
yes,
basis.
Yes, it's a strobe light. It hypnotizes
and
you.
And you're pulling things from the universe around you.
Yeah.
So that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I support that.
Yeah. But I mean, I will watch Netflix on the computer. But.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's your one, your guilty
yeah,
pleasure.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
you did hear what happened.
I did. I mean, so dramatic.
I know. These things happen. They handed me this card today. It said Jeffrey Carpenter. Clearly, I got the wrong information.
But the better one came. Like, Moonlight's the better movie, so it
right.
won. It
See,
is.
See, look, it all worked out. Do you have a celebrity crush?
Do I have a celebrity
yeah.
crush? I mean, I am attracted to talent. So I really don't care how you look. I'm not going to lie. Emily, you got to look good. But
yeah, the nose grew a little bit there.
I know, sorry. No, I really am attracted to talent. So I think my celebrity crush right now, even though I haven't seen him a lot, is Bill Hader. He was on Saturday Night Live. He's so funny. And making me laugh is just all I need.
I didn't expect that, but I see it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot of good-looking guys in the world. I mean, who cares? You know, like after so long, you know, you're just eyes glaze over, whatever. But the laughter is
It sounds like you're inundated by good-looking men.
They're just constantly around me. I'm like, please, hot men, I can't with you. One of you, just open your mouth and make me laugh.
How that's nice. So that's what our auditions for Bricolage are like, ladies and gentlemen. Right?
I don't have a casting couch.
Okay, that's good.
I have
to
a
know.
Casting microphone.
So if anybody out there got excited, but no, we've set them straight. But you know, you have yourself slipped into many diverse roles.
In, I thought that was going someplace else. No, slipped in.
That'll be after this cocktail. We can
go
there.
Okay.
So I have to imagine you've got some pretty good celebrity impersonations that maybe people don't hear usually.
Celebrity impersonations. Okay.
Let me hear your best Nicholson.
My best Nicholson. What was her name? Wendy. Wendy.
Oh, through the door.
Yeah, yeah.
This was great.
This is the door.
You made the whole door. Scene with
Jack. Red rum. That's
you went
the little
to
boy.
Shining.
Rum,
that was that
red
was.
Rum. Yeah, I mean, I'm old school. I go to that.
No, really, a classic never dies.
Yeah, it never dies.
In which
dies.
Case,
so
I
good.
Don't think I have much time left.
I'm going to live forever.
But no, I forced Jack Nicholson to find you. I mean, are there any that you're
you did. I'm low, Jack Nicholson.
I know. Because I thought that would be the most absurd impression to see you do, and you nailed it.
What's
the most awful one you can give me? What is totally a stretch for Brian Edwards?
A stretch? Well, who would be good? I'm thinking like...
Or who would be bad?
Who would be bad? Like maybe Carol Channing? Can you do that?
Oh, you don't know how much practice I have, Jamie. At Julie Carol, she's wonderful. She's nice to sit here and, you know, have a little drink with me.
Oh,
yes.
I love it. Oh. I just pulled that out.
I don't get the opportunity to do that on camera as much as I'd
I'm
like.
I'm bringing gifts.
Show Carol if you're watching. You have fans in Pittsburgh. It's lovely. Yes. Oh, you made my day. I got to do Carol.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.